So it's time for this week's difficult conversation, and today I'm joined by barrister, writer and campaigner Stephen Barrett. He's a distinguished legal professional whose expertise spans various aspects of commercial and financial services law. He holds a degree from Oxford, so he's very clever. And having lectured at Cambridge, even more clever, Stephen brings a wealth of knowledge to the table. Beyond his impressive legal career, Stephen is deeply committed to promoting access to the bar and advancing equality of opportunity. He actively engages with diverse groups, delivering talks, offering support to aspiring legal minds. He's as chair of the Big Voice London, a legal engagement and social mobility charity. He champions initiatives aimed at empowering young individuals from non-fee-paying schools across England and Wales. I'm very pleased to say that lawyer and campaigner Stephen Barrett joins me now. Stephen, welcome.
Not at all. It's an absolute pleasure. And it's a bit of a change from how I normally sort of appear on television. But this is the part of a life that is deeply important to me. I find it incredibly fulfilling, and it's the one bit of politics I will do. And I was teasing one of your lovely producers because he was suggesting that this was the time when I wouldn't be political. When actually, all my other television appearances, no matter how much they might upset anybody, are just law. This is the first time I'm going to do politics in public.
That's interesting. Aren't we lucky? Thank you very much for doing it with me.
And I'm hoping it won't be controversial, but it will still be politics.
Well, can I ask you then, because you've had quite an illustrious career in commercial and also financial services law, and you have quite a strong focus on banking and partnerships and stuff like that. Can you share some insights into some of the most challenging cases that you've handled on these areas?
Yes. So one of the proudest moments I've probably had, which is just going to consign me to history as an utter nerd, but in financial services law, we have something called the perimeter. Everything inside the perimeter is regulated. Everything outside the perimeter is not regulated. So that the perimeter is quite important. And on as a comment to the FCA, I got to extend the perimeter. I personally got to draft and change the perimeter. And that's quite, in financial services, it's a big thing. I do now entirely high court work. I've been involved in suing or potentially suing political parties. I've acted for some of the wealthiest peoples in the world. I acted for a family, and they were so wealthy that I and the solicitors, we had a code name to talk about the client whenever we spoke. So even though we were on their side, we had to use a code name to talk about the client, which is the sort of... That's the type of clients I'm working for, and I do an awful lot of failed financial services investment cases, failed tax schemes, minority shareholders and protecting their rights... anything really that comes up. The new development for me, which is so new, I mean, new in that I've been doing it for 3 years, but it's still new and it's not on the website, is that I've started doing public law because I've decided public law is too important for public lawyers.
What does that mean?
Well, it's the type of things like equality law and challenging governments and doing judicial review of certain bodies, because as... I think what is broadly called the culture war expands, and as you get something like the debanking scandal. Now, the debanking scandal involves a little bit of public law, but it also involves an awful lot of financial services and regulatory law. Now, I can tell you, and it's non-controversial, I doubt another lawyer would honestly disagree, that the type of law lawyers are scared of is financial services law, and actually equalities law and public law, it's not easy, it's proper hard law, but it's probably easier for a financial services lawyer to add on that than it is for a public lawyer to learn financial services law. And so that's what I've been doing. I've sort of moving into that because it seems to happen more and more, and it seems to be an area that seems to be going on. So it's one of the things I wanted to be in charge of. I decided early on that I wanted to be in the High Court, and I will do quite a variety of topics on law. I am, if you think about it, a criminal lawyer practices in one module that they did in university, and I will practice in five or six modules that I did in university, and then probably another five or six that I've had to teach myself after university.
Fascinating, isn't it? The debanking situation is fascinating.
It is.
Where are banks? Where do they stand? Are they allowed to do that?
I don't think they are.
Oh, wow.
To put it in a fine sense.
Yeah.
I think that the banks have perhaps got themselves a bit out of kilter, and we've just got something called the Consumer Duty, which has come in financial services law. It's yet to be litigated. And these are the things I like.
Fascinating. fascinating.
The bits of law that aren't settled yet.
I mean, didn't Nigel Farage do well bringing that to the forefront? Because there's many people who've been debanked. I didn't even know. I'd never even heard about being debanked. But hearing from Nigel and then hearing from all these normal people like you and I, everyday people, having their accounts just withdrawn because the bank decided they don't like the cut of your jib. I mean, that's just not on, is it?
It's a major issue. It will play out throughout the courts.
Interesting, isn't it? Fascinating. Fascinating. Now, you're not just a lawyer or a barrister. What's the difference between a barrister and a lawyer?
So the word lawyer is not regulated, so anybody can call themselves a lawyer. And I told my own MP and I tend to tell members of Parliament and members of the House of Lords, in my view, I think they're all lawyers. I mean, they're dealing with law every day, so why not call yourself a lawyer? Scholars of the law, academic lawyers, I think they're all entitled to the word lawyer. What we do and the way we define it is we don't regulate that word. So there's no criminal or civil penalty around calling yourself a lawyer. If you want to call yourself a lawyer, you could. Yeah, you could. As law, you would be free to. The regulated terms are solicitor and barrister,
okay. And
that's the divide between them. I mean, solicitors are incredibly intelligent individuals. They tend to do. That's where most of the money is in law, and most of the young people I assist go on to be solicitors. So I'm very fond of the solicitor profession, and it's booming. It's doing great for British business. But it tends to 90% of it is what we call non-contentious, not court-based. 90% of it is process. So think of the major departments are things like corporate. And corporate is dealing with mergers and acquisitions.
Or housing or something like that.
Yeah, well, property is a huge
property,
but it tends to be commercial property in the city.
Okay.
And that's where most of the money is and the jobs are for my social mobility young people.
So talk to me about what you're doing with young people. What is it exactly?
Well, I got to a sunny 2011... spring, and I had just paid off all my student debts. I mean, I didn't have any easy life. I grew up normal, you know. The one thing I always say to the young people is that I ate Safeway Savers breakfast cereal, and every day I craved Kellogg's, and so now I have Kellogg's in my house right now. And because I was just determined that one day I would be able to afford. I probably shouldn't promote a brand, but other cereals are available. But I grew up normal, as I would put it, and thanks to the law that I do, you know, by 2011. I qualified in 2003, so your viewers can tell us some time. It took a while to pay off the large amounts of debts.
How much did you get into debt?
Oh, well, I had the state debt and I had, I think, 35,000 additional debt, which would now only be bigger. But I felt sort of happier, freer, and I thought it was time to give back. And I started volunteering. I volunteered for two charities. I volunteered for the Social Mobility Foundation, for whom I have stayed a volunteer, and they are incredibly important. They're nationwide. They help thousands of young people, not just in law. They have a programme called the Aspiring Professionals Programme, and it helps young people who want to get any sort of professional job, and it matches them up with mentors, and it runs training sessions. It teaches what we now call soft skills, because I've been through that. We developed the idea that our young people might need to be trained in these soft skills. Young people who are applying for graduate jobs or who get a university test might well be taught something called the Watson-Glaser test by me, so I volunteer to do that for the Social Mobility Foundation, and mostly I mentor for them. And in the 13 years I've done it for them, sometimes I've had a couple of mentees because there haven't been enough mentors. Okay. So sometimes there aren't enough lawyers who are volunteering their time, so they say, Stephen, will you do too? And I was, of course.
So is it always lawyers that work with this charity? Or
No. The Social Mobility Foundation does any professional job.
So
I think it even does
like
media.
Me, I could do
yeah,
it.
I think you can.
It. I might do that.
I think there is a journalist route. There's the political route, I know that. There's a doctor's. And I think it's helping young people from less advantaged backgrounds just really access the professionals. Because what I have realised, I'd never met a barrister until probably during university. I met my first barrister. I'd always wanted to be one, but I'd never met one. And I have noticed, and you do notice, and I have I've seen other people with children now. If you've got a parent who knows what they're doing, if you've got a parent, then it does help and assist you. And what the Social Mobility Foundation does with its mentoring programme is really bridge that gap. And then at the same time, I volunteered for another charity just to sit as a moot judge. That's all I did. Sign up to Big Voice London, sit as a moot judge. And I never left them. And I helped them. We formed a management committee. We became a charity. We had to get regulated. We had to do safeguarding and put in all sorts of systems and protective, because you want to be a proper charity. You know, it's got to be done by the book. I'm quite by the book in character. And my charity, Big Voice London, which is now BVL, we help hundreds of children every year through a series of projects.
And are these mainly disadvantaged kids or just...
Yeah.
So if people... So anyone's watching and wants to... get in touch with the charity.
They should.
And what kind of ages are they?
16, 17. So it's sixth form. I mean, to come here, I left. We've got a project running at the moment with Cumberland Lodge, where we've got some of our young people doing a residential course on the rule of law. And I left to come here. I can't drive, so I came in a taxi. And I talked to my taxi driver about it. And he's going to get his grandson wants to be an accountant, right. So he's going to register with SMF. But BVL, you know, young people should and come join us. We also need volunteers of young people who aspire to be lawyers. That's another thing that we help with.
And so BVL is the Big Voice London. So
yes.
That's London. But the other charity, you said, is a national charity.
Yes, but one of my proudest achievements as chair of BVL was taking it national, which we did during the pandemic. So we're actually going to completely rebrand because calling yourself London doesn't work if you're now a national
charity.
Because
a lot of our viewers might be wanting to do that, and they were thinking that they can't do it because they're
yes,
not
yes, and they must know that they can. We are now nationwide in the jurisdiction of England and Wales, because of course Scotland has its own legal system, so it's very difficult to sort of. It feels very alien to me. It's a barrier that probably non-lawyers don't feel, but it means something to me. And we partner up with serious partners. We do two projects with the Supreme Court. We do one with the Law Commission.
Wow.
I mean, this with Cumberland Lodge. I mean, Cumberland Lodge is a royal charity. You know, we had Baroness Hale came as a guest to the first night of the... This is the third of the residentials. And we get our young people to genuinely access law. So I have sat in a room where 30 young people... we were still London then, but so they were from Tower Hamlets and Bethnal Green. And they'd engaged over 13 weeks. They'd given 7 hours a week of their time to learn corporate insolvency law. And they gave a presentation on corporate insolvency law, which was intelligent and incisive.
Oh, incredible.
They can learn.
They can learn. So, listen, if people want to get in touch with your charity, what's the website? Where do they need to go?
So you put into Google Big Voice London, because although it's
national,
the branding's
though.
Changing, put that in because it's the easiest way to get us. For the Social Mobility Foundation, put into a search engine, Social Mobility Foundation, and you follow the websites through and you sign up to the project. I mean...
And the Social Mobility Foundation is a national thing.
Yes.
For lots of different types.
Lots of different jobs.
Not just that.
Not just law.
And again, they're 16, 17, 18-year-olds.
Yes. Yes.
That's incredible.
And it's very rewarding. One of the things I like to tell the young people is that it's so easy to grow up thinking that nobody cares about you. But actually, people are out there and they do care. You know, they will genuinely give up their time and people, you know, will want you to succeed. And we have such a wealth of talent in this country. I mean, it's almost a crying shame to waste it. I mean, I will get very political here, but it's a disgrace if we waste this talent.
It is, absolutely. Listen, Stephen, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
And not through the telly, but actually to get you in the studio and hear what you do.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. And a pleasure. Pleasure hearing all the things that Stephen does. That's Stephen Barrett. He's a lawyer and a writer. All right, well, if you just tuned in...